بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq of reciting the durood and salam upon Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final Nabi of Allah, the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Khatamun Nabiyyin, no Nabi to come after him. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made great, great sacrifices for his entire ummah. And therefore, it is necessary for us to at least send salawat upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every day of our life. Just ponder over his sacrifices, what he did for us, and how much will it cost us, and how much of time will it take, just to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi. We have to make some time every single day of our life. We are the special ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu Allah Ta'ala actually selected you and I to be an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a great favor. And especially on a Friday. So Friday has already begun. Rasulullah sallallahu himself has encouraged you and I. Akthiru. He used the word akthiru. Increase. In other words, we are reading every day. But on a Friday, increase salutations upon me. The durood that we have recited, angels have been deputed and they've got no other task or duty but to transport this durood we send upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly to him. No visas, nothing required. And there is so much of virtues for you and I just upon reciting one durood. 10 gunas are forgiven. 10 sawab we get. 10 ranks are raised for us in Jannat. Just upon one sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I make this humble suggestion, advice, of course to myself and to all of us. On a Friday especially increase our salawat upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then alhamdulillah, each one of us, we are concerned about our Islam. And that is why we have come here to make some dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to polish our hearts, to give our hearts its spiritual nourishment. And we have, in the past few years now, and before that of course, Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali, day and night, guided us towards the importance of dhikrullah. All our mashayikh, every single buzurg, every single sheikh that comes, all show us the importance of dhikrullah. And we mentioned last week also the power of dhikrullah, how it removes the corrosion of sins of our heart, how it polishes our heart, how it shines our heart. And this is incumbent. The entire day we are involved in sins. So much of sins are accumulating. And so many times we are committing sins, not even realizing we are committing sin. Our zuban, our tongue, think, ponder, from the morning till now, how much of ghibat we have made. Lies we have spoken. We have carried tales. The mind Allah has given us, how much of badgumani, suspicion. Our heart, such evil thoughts have come to us about certain person, or certain group of people. So all these things we have to now be very careful that we do not fall into this abyss, this pit of gunas and sins. The more dhikrullah we will make, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist us, Allah will give us the taqat, that strength, the spiritual fuel to abandon sins and to remain far away from sins. Our Shaykh Hazrat Arif Billah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayhi, in one of his Malfuzat, he had explained an incident which was quoted by Maulana Rumi Rahmatullahi. Maulana Rumi Rahmatullahi, the Masnavi, we have heard, we have read. and he has mentioned beautiful stories in which he brings a moral connecting us with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, and we all know Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, Allah ta'ala had given him the entire world to rule. He had the powerful kingdom in his control of the world. Allah gave him that. The jinnat were under his control, the wind was under his control, the animals under his control. So one day a mosquito, a machar, aakar shikayat ki, came and complained to Salim alayhi salatu salam, muqaddama laya, brought a case forward. O Nabi of Allah, I've got a problem, listen to my complaint. He says, the mosquito says, I go and sit on a person's body and I suck the blood, I sting the person, I suck the blood of the person, and just a little bit of blood I take in and my stomach gets full and that's sufficient for me. But the problem is, and the complaint now is, that the wind comes so heavily upon me, it blows so violently that it pushes me far away. So I'm unable to take the little bit of blood even. Sulaiman Islam said, okay, you are making a claim. So you are the claimant and the defendant is the wind. So both of you must come together. So I will summon the wind to come and you also come on that day. So the day arrives, the mosquito comes, but as the wind comes violently, it blows away the mosquito miles away. Sulaiman Islam said, bhai, machar kaha hai na? So he sends the wind away, calls the mosquito, bhai, you're supposed to have come. He said, Hazrat, this is the complaint I got. Every time I come, the wind comes so with such force, it blows me far away. This is the zulam it's making. Hazrat Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives an explanation at this point. He says, when a person makes dhikrullah, the wind of dhikrullah, it will blow away, it has that power, it will blow away the mosquitoes of sins, of ma'asiyat, that come and suck our blood. As the mosquitoes sit of sins, the wind of dhikrullah blows it far away, miles away. So this is the effect dhikrullah has. Wait, the name Allah is so powerful, so powerful, so powerful. Unfortunately, our hearts, because it is filled with malice, greed, jealousy, anger. I have mentioned so many times, in this zamana of ours, each one of us, or many of us, are more worried about the Islam of the next person rather than ourselves. I quite often tell my students also, aaj, in today's zamana, everybody has the tamanna, or everybody becomes a muslih. He makes everybody else's islah. He can apni islah ki fikr nahi karta hai. Everybody becomes a sheikh today. Hey, they must come right, they must do this, he must do that, she must do that. Why like this, why they? But ask yourself, how much have I become closer to my Allah? We all know our conditions. For the past few months, let us see, gauge ourselves. Look at our gauge. Have I become more closer to Allah? Or am I still standing in the same spot? Or have I retrogressed? We must be honest to ourselves. We don't have honesty in our lives. Each one wants to make the next person Islam. We want to change everybody else in the whole world must change. Ummat is very bad. But you are part of the Ummat. Make our islah first. Each person makes his islah. Everybody's islah is made, inshallah. I'm not saying we don't require a muslih. We all require somebody to guide us. But I'm saying we have moved our focus away from our own islah to finding faults of others. So let us check our, the mosquitoes of sins that we have. Jo khun ko chusta hai, sucking the blood. So dhikrullah has the power of pushing away all this evil. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq of becoming serious in our Islam. Becoming serious. We do not know when maut will strike. When maut comes, this game in this world, the life in this world has ended, finished. Whatever amal we did comes to an end. We have a desire, inshallah, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll do that. But we are fighting against him. Each one of us can feel how quick this week has elapsed. Just the other day was Friday. Already Friday again. The month of August, half the month is already over. This year, 2020, we remembered. 2020 we started. More than half the year has already elapsed. Before we know, the year is over. Ramadan came, when Eid al-Fitr came, when Eid al-Adha came, when finished. So when maut will strike, we do not know. We have seen not one mayyit, we have seen so many mayyits in the last few months. All this is an ibrat for us, that I could be next. Am I prepared to meet my Allah? Be honest to ourselves. Am I prepared to meet my Allah? Is my tongue park enough now? Has my eyes become park? My ears, has it become park? My thoughts, my heart, my limbs? If it hasn't, then make an effort. All of us. Myself first. We have to make a concerted effort. No, if we can't keep on complaining, make dua, you know, I'm a bad person, I'm a guna gar, sinner, sinner, sinner. But then become, try and become a pious, a righteous servant. Try and let us try and fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah has made compulsory upon us, let us bring it into our life. What Allah has prohibited, what Allah has made haram, it is for our own good, to the best of our ability. If we fail, we make a mistake, tawbah istighfar. Deliberately do not go into sin. Therefore, dhikrullah, stay in good company. Close our ears to all the ghibah that is taking place. Shut our zuban from all that wrong that we are talking about and making ghibat. The eyes should not look at haram. Our limbs should not go towards haram. Our minds should not fantasize about haram. We read durood and salam upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who stopped us from taking our minds right to Rosa Mubarak and picturing as though we're standing before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and conveying the salam there? What a beautiful feeling. Now we make zikrullah and ponder and think we're making tawaf of Baytullah. Think you're standing by Multazam. Nobody's going to push you away, don't worry. Your mind will take you right there and enjoy that ishq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq to make our islah. To make our islah. Tazkiyah of the heart, tazkiyah of the heart. It is not a one day effort. A lifelong effort. But as we mentioned so many times, Allah is so kind. Allah is so kind. Allah knows the challenges we are all faced with. Allah knows our weaknesses. Allah knows how far away we are from the zaman of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Allah knows the fitna that we are exposed to in today's time, how difficult it is. Even the bazaar we go, the marketplaces, all the temptations are there. But Allah knows that one step we take towards Allah, with sincerity. Ya Allah, I really want to change my life. I want to become a better person. Oh my Allah, I want to become closer to you. Allah, I am weak. Inshallah, we will see how Allah Ta'ala's mercy, or was that what I should say? Allah opens the floodgates of His mercy. Not just one drop is sufficient for us. One drop is sufficient for us. But Allah sends torrential rains of His mercy. Allah makes jazb, Allah pulls us towards Him. May Allah grant it to me, grant it to all of us, inshallah. Little bit of himmat we require. Little bit of effort to make our islah, inshallah, in the right direction. And then we will see, feel ourselves so happy. We will feel the difference, inshallah, when a person gets the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Isadu sharif Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. In the recent past, as I mentioned so many times before, so we have lost many people, many great ulama also. A few days ago, Qari Morana Hanif Pandor, Rahmatullah Ali, was the Imam of Stengel Masjid for almost 30 years. Many of us knew him quite well, very humble person. Allah make his maghfirat. And just today, before Maghrib, after Asr, we heard Mona Yusuf Pandor from Johannesburg. He's the brother, eldest brother in the Pandor family of Mona Ibrahim Pandor. Hazrat Mufti Mona Ibrahim Pandor Saab is, we all know, the Khalifa and the Khadim of Mufti Mahmud Saab, Rahmatullah Ali. This was his eldest brother, Mona Yusuf Pandor, was the last student in our country of Mona Hussein Ahmad Madni, Rahmatullah Ali. So, very great person. May Allah Ta'ala make maghfirat of both these ulama, and Allah give sabr jameel to their families. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, laka shukr kulluhu. La nuhsi thana'na alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin mubarak wa sallim. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Faghfir lana wa tub alayna. Faghfir lana ma qaddamna wa ma akharna. وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله هماري غناكم عافر ما هماري خطاكم عافر ما يا الله هم بهاتكم زور هي يا الله Ya Allah, we are very weak, may Allah. Ya Allah, hum gunegar bande hai, Allah. Ya Allah, we are sinful servants, may Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become blackened, may Allah. Ya Allah, with every limb we have committed sins, may Allah. Your ma'asiyat, may Allah. We have disobeyed you, may Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, but you are so ghafoor and so raheem, may Allah. Ya Allah, you are Rahman, may Allah. You have written on your arsh, inna rahmati sabaqat ala ghadabi, that verily, my mercy supersedes my anger. May Allah, we are asking you, you have mentioned, إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Ya Allah, make us among the muhsineen. Grant us your rahmat, may Allah. Grant us your maghfirat, may Allah. Ya Allah, humari diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, all the corrosion of in our heart, Ya Allah, of the sins, may Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become so, so filthy, may Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah, wash away all the filth that has accumulated, May Allah, with the noor of the Zikrullah, Ya Allah, that we have read, May Allah, polish our hearts, May Allah, Ya Allah, polish our hearts, May Allah, give us that qurb with you, May Allah, that ma'iyati khasa, May Allah, Ya Allah, make us yours now, May Allah, you become ours, May Allah, guide us unto sirat al-mustaqim, May Allah, make our knowledge, May Allah, the ilm that you have given us,
Whatever knowledge you have given us, Ya Allah, make it such that we come onto Sirat al-Mustaqim, Ya Allah. We do a'mal as-salihah, Ya Allah. Increase our iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, make us be an ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is an ummat marhumah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, an ummat upon whom your mercies have come, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us be good people, Ya Allah. Make us become righteous, Ya Allah. Make us live with Muhammad, Ya Allah. Make us be united, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of fitna and fasad, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from dhunub and ma'asi and atham and sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Every single sin we committed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us completely, Ya Allah. Give us that himmat and courage, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to refrain from all sins, Ya Allah. Grant us taqwa. Give us the noor of taqwa, Ya Allah. Give us all the benefits of taqwa. Make us from the muttaqeen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make your sustenance come to us with ease, Ya Allah. Make it be halal and tayyib, Ya Allah. Protect us from haram. Don't let one morsel of haram enter our bellies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become involved in riba. Ya Allah, don't make us become involved in riba, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us use the, Ya Allah, the rosy that you have given us in the correct way, Ya Allah. Don't make us become such that we become extravagant, Ya Allah, and we waste, Ya Allah, the ni'mat that you have bestowed upon us, Ya Allah. Help us to become generous people, Ya Allah. Give us those large hearts, Ya Allah, who will show compassion to the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially to all those who are downtrodden, those who are poor, my Allah, those who are weak, my Allah. There are so many widows and so many ma'asum children and orphans, my Allah. They've got no food to eat, my Allah. They've got no water, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of helping them, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers have raised their hands, my Allah. Mothers and sisters and others at home have raised their hands, my Allah. May Allah, the only hope we have is you, my Allah. Ya Allah, every other door is closed but your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, you never close your doors, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat, my Allah. We have got different difficulties, my Allah, and problems and worries and sorrows and grief and hardships, my Allah. Remove each person's difficulty, my Allah. Whatever his difficulty may be, whatever her difficulty may be, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove that pareshani completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, my Allah. So many we promise will make special dua for them. So many in ICU, high K, so many at home, my Allah. Elderly ones, young ones, my Allah. So many mothers, so many sisters, my Allah. Eh, Malik e Kareem, shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant each one of them complete shifa. Give them shifa kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut with iman, maut in Madinah Sharif. Baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kothur water from Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabar, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, especially our parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, if they passed away, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for them in the qabr, my Allah. Give them the highest of stages in the akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, if they are living still, my Allah. Help us to become obedient. Ya Allah, obedient children to them, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become their anki thandak, my Allah. Make our children our anki thandak, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.